Dr. Kopinski dictating a mail IME on Dwayne, D-W-A-N-E. Last name is Peach, P-I-E-T-Z-S-C-H. Dwayne Peach is a 50-year-old male and reports he injured his right foot at work on 10-16-19. But at that time, he was at practice doing a run and heard a pop in his right ankle and foot that immediately went numb. Brady was seen at Jefferson Hospital emergency room the same day. Brady had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a separated right Achilles tendon. But this was repaired surgically on 10/31/19. Brady has completed his course of active treatment in approximately November 2020. Brady, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Peach alleged he was at the range running and injured his right foot. Prior treatment records show he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room the same day. Appeared he reported that while doing a drill for his job, he felt a pop sensation in the back of his right ankle slash calf, causing radiation of pain up to his mid-calf. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right ankle and calcaneus and showed no acute abnormalities. There were findings for Achilles tendonitis and enthesopathy. There was also a small plantar calcaneal spur. Period. He was already taking allopurinol, amlodipine, and zolpidem. Period. Exam found decreased range of motion of the ankle. Period. There was tenderness at the posterior tibiofalar ligament. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner then was seen on 10/17/19 at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. They noted he had been using a walking boot to immobilize the right ankle and crutches as well. Period. After evaluation, they diagnosed him with spontaneous rupture of the flexor tendon of the right lower leg. Period. He was placed on modified activities. And was referred to orthopedic specialty for possible tear of the Achilles tendon. Period, new paragraph, he was then seen in that regard by Dr. DiVernaro on 10/22/19. Period. He diagnosed a rupture of the right Achilles tendon and recommended an MRI. Period, this was done on 10/24/19 to be inserted here. Period on 10/31/19, Dr. DiVernaro performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He seems to have undergone two procedures, both of which shall be incorporated. Period. He followed up with Dr. DiVernaro post-operatively, along with physical therapy. Period. His last visit with the orthopedic specialist was on 11/17/20. Period. On that visit, Dr. DiVernaro noted he finished therapy and was doing well. Period. He was working light duty. Period. After this evaluation, he was advised to continue a dedicated home exercise program and deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Brady was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show he was seen by family physician Dr. Kuptsow, K-U-P-T-S-O-W, on 2/28/20. Period. It was noted he had a ruptured right Achilles for which he had surgery and was walking without a boot. Period. He did not get the labs done that were recommended at the previous visit. Paired diagnostic assessments included prediabetes, mixed hyperlipidemia, essential hypertension, gout, vitamin D deficiency, period. His medications were refilled, period. He returned on 5/29/20 for his 3 month follow-up period. He continues to be monitored through 11/19/20 period. His shingles had improved significantly, but he had a mild itch remaining period. He was going to return in 3 months for a routine follow-up period. Physical exam. Extremities lumbar inspection revealed a healed longitudinal 3-inch scar posteriorly at the right Achilles. Period. It was somewhat thickened compared to the left. Period. And then normal through. He had mild tenderness, palpation about the right Achilles, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes with mild antalgia on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 10/16/19. Dwayne Peach was running at the firing range and felt a pop in his right ankle. Appeared to be seen scratch that he currently states he was wearing a 9-inch leather work boot at the time. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room where he was immobilized and placed on crutches. Appeared he followed up briefly at Inspirit Urgent Care and then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. DiVenero. Appeared right ankle MRI was done on 10/24/19 to be inserted. Appeared surgery was done on 10/31/19 to be inserted. Appeared he followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Appeared as of 11/17/20, Dr. DiVenero released him from care to full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the right Achilles. Period. There was mild palpable tenderness this region and some thickening of the Achilles tendon. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were normal, were negative. Period. He ambulated with a normal gait. Period. He had mild antalgia while walking on his heels and toes. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Paired this is for the orthopedic residuals of an Achilles tendon tear treated surgically. Paired he has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.